This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, in honor of Veterans Day, President Obama said yesterday that the nation has a sacred obligation to care for its veterans. He said that applies not just when they return from war, but over the long haul. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on how we're doing.
When John Yeager left the Marines 3 years ago, he had trouble finding work, like a lot of veterans. So he went to college with benefits from the post-9/11 GI Bill.
It's amazing, actually. 100% of my tuition is covered, and almost our entire mortgage payment.
He gets a disability check, too, for a shoulder injury. Yeager says support for veterans seems better for his generation than it was for his father and grandfather, who also served. Tom Tarantino is chief policy officer for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. He says injured veterans have strong disability benefits.
But the process to get those benefits is still stuck in the 1960s. It's too hard, it takes too long, and the decisions have a shockingly high error rate.
The Department of Veterans Affairs has been working to modernize the claims process, but Tarantino says there's another threat on the horizon. As Congress takes on the federal budget crisis, he says veterans' benefits could be in danger. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.